Follow Christ.
Amen. I follow Jesus Christ the Most High. How about you?
I'm a pastor's son, man.
You're a pastor's son?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Matt.
Matt? I'm James. Let me ask you a question, though. I'll give you a gospel card. Does being a pastor's son give you kind of any preference with God, though?
Me a head start.
Well, okay, yeah, if your father trained you up right, it would give you a head start, but yeah, it doesn't give you any kind of preference, right? The gospel to eternal life. You know how to find eternal life, man? How?
Praise and worship.
Through praise and worship? That's how I find eternal life? I just sing to God?
Worship. Well, through his son.
Through his son, Jesus Christ, right? Huh?
I'll make you think.
I want to make you think because I love you. So salvation comes through Jesus. His name in the Hebrew is Yeshua. I'm not a Hebrew keeper, but I like this. The name Yeshua, do you know what it means?
Love.
Salvation. So Jesus is our salvation. So he comes. So what must I do with this Savior to find eternal life? Search him out. Okay, so I've done that. So what is my path to find eternal life through Jesus Christ? Very good. Faith in Jesus Christ, this perfect Savior who came and lived a perfect life, shed his blood to cover our sins, died and rose again. Repentance. What is repentance, Matt? Yeah, change your mind. Change your ways, right? I used to be a worldly drunk and a partier. I wasn't born a man of God. And so what happens when God sees a willing vessel? Now wait, let's talk about this. When you repent, you know what you got to do though? You got to be willing to lose your life. You got to be willing to come out of the world. You got to be willing to come out of your flesh because your flesh is your enemy. And guess what else you got to be willing to come out of? It's all over America today. Churchianity. Churchianity. I know your dad's a pastor. This might hurt. I don't know what he's a pastor of, but did you know all of the religious organizations I know in America, they're not keeping and teaching the commandments of God fully. They're mixed with the world. They're worldly. They're hypocritical. Here you go. Do they keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter? God never ordained those, you know. Who ordained those? Yeah, and the Roman Catholic. So if the man-made religious systems are keeping these pagan holidays, they're not of God. So we got to be willing to repent of all those. So by faith in Christ, we repent. What happens when God sees a willing vessel? What do we need to enter into the kingdom of God right here and in the future? Huh?
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. And how does that come? What's it called?
Repentance.
Well, no. Yeah, repentance comes before that. What happens when the Holy Spirit enters us? We're made a new creation. We're born again. We're born again, right? So we're born again by the Spirit of God. He renews our mind, changes our desires. We used to like to get drunk and look at porn and be angry. And now, even though our flesh wants to do that, it isn't even fun anymore because you're convicted and it's bad and it weighs heavy on your spirit. So by faith and repentance, we're born again. Now let me ask you a question. What's the fruit that you're born again of God? You just go to church on Sunday? Now, what's the fruit you're born of God? Well, you already have faith because you placed it in Christ. The fruit that you're born of God is holiness and obedience. Holiness, that means you've come out of the culture, you've come out of your flesh, you've come out of churchianity, because Jesus said, he said this, remember? In John 4:24, you must worship God in spirit and truth. So holiness and obedience, so you've got to repent of the world, the churchianity, and the last part. You know what you have to keep doing? Have you ever been married? What do you have to do in a marriage to make it work?
Commit
and endure every day and endure in it. And if you don't endure in it, what happens? It fails. So that's the gospel. It's on my card. It's not just church attendance. It's not just believing. So test yourself, Matt. Have you been born again through repentance? Have you lost your life? Have you come out of the culture? Are you willing to? Here's a hard one. Are you willing to lose your family, friends, and associations that say, no, we like the world and our false religion? That's my wife, Debbie. This is Matt. Are you willing to lose all of that to follow Christ, or do you want to be a man pleaser and hold on to the culture? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But once you're saved,
oh, no, not true. I got on my teaching website, don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog or call me, email me, I'll walk you through it. No, the Bible says that you must endure in the faith. So you can believe now, but if you keep sin that's willful, that means sin that you know you're doing.
You know that's right.
What's going to happen? You're going to lose your salvation. Hope to hear from you. You know, I got a brother in this area I just came to meet, a really good, godly brother. I'm going to be working around this whole Wisconsin area all summer. If you ever want a Bible study, your dad a pastor around here somewhere?
No, my dad's passed away.
Oh, okay.
But he had two churches in Indiana and two in Milwaukee.
If you ever want to study the Word of God, or if you ever want to go deep into Scriptures, or you want to be accountable with some godly men, you call me, you email me, you text me.
They have a Bible study every Wednesday morning. At Perkins.
At where?
Perkins at 8 a.m.
Bible study at Perkins every 8 a.m. Who runs that?
Some older guys from communities.
Yeah, okay. Do you go to it?
Well, I be working.
Oh. Where do you work?
I work at Perkins.
You work at Perkins?
Applebee's.
Yeah, you live right here?
I don't live here, but I'm here.
Are you kind of like a drifter?
For sure.
Yeah, we're van dwellers. This is our house. I travel. I'm a street preacher. Travel the country and preach the gospel. And if I sit on a porch somewhere in Missouri, where I used to be from, on a homestead, I can't meet people like you. I got to come out in the world and I got to preach the gospel. So I go out in the street preach. On my website, I got lots of street preaching videos, thousands of teachings. The gospel's there. Go there, edify yourself in the Word of God, and then contact me. I'd love to encourage you.
Pass you on, bro.
I'd love to encourage you. God be praised. We love you. Seek the kingdom. You got to come out of the world though. God be praised.